The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Time for Technology. The Consumer Electronics Show is this week in Las Vegas, Nevada, with thousands of products on display, but those displays don't just happen. VOA's Michelle Quinn visited one San Francisco company that was packing up for CES.
Here at the headquarters of CaptureProof, employees are getting ready for CES. It will be the fourth time the health technology startup will go to the giant Consumer Electronics Show, held in Las Vegas.
So we are on crunch. We have the booth being finalized for the image, and that will go to the printer.
For Megan Conroy, chief executive and founder of CaptureProof, there are decisions to make before the big event. The type of padding on the booth floor, the booth furniture, what to give away.
Yeah.
It cost the company $12,000 to attend CES.
It's the Super Bowl of conferences.
Once there, the biggest challenge is getting noticed. CaptureProof will put its logo high off the floor. And then there are the giveaways.
I believe bags are awesome for conferences because people carry them around and show off your name. We have awesome pens that we give out that have our logo. People like to put stickers on their computers.
The company is shipping everything, the carpeting, the pens, the booth graphics, all to Las Vegas. One final consideration is footwear. CES is spread out over miles. Conroy plans on wearing heels, but she has a plan.
You do heat for a minute, ice for a minute. It helps reduce the swelling and makes your feet feel better by the morning.
Michelle Quinn, VOA News, San Francisco.
Sniffer dogs are a key part of security worldwide, but as Deborah Block tells us, a new machine might replace man's best friend soon.
The device works by sniffing the air and can detect substances used to make explosives and illegal drugs in less than 2 minutes. It was developed by researchers at the Technical University of Denmark. This is how it works.
There's a wireless communication. It operates on a battery here, so you can have several of them. And the data will be in the future transferred directly to what we call the monitoring station, which could be a computer, could be a laptop, or maybe just an iPad or similar.
PrimTrack also contains a chip with dyes that change colors when specific chemicals are discovered.
The equipment will take several images of the colorimetric chip over time during the exposure of the chemical.
The researchers hope to have the technology on the market by 2020. Deborah Block, VOA News.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.